This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. and its allies of ignoring Russia's top security demands, but also said Moscow is willing to talk more about easing tensions over Ukraine. Shortly afterwards, the Biden administration endorsed more diplomatic negotiations. Jen Psaki, White House press secretary.
In our view, do we have sympathy? I mean, this is, you know, Secretary Blinken has used some of these analogies in the past, but when the fox is screaming from the top of the hen house that he's scared of the chickens, which is essentially what they're doing, that fear isn't reported as a statement of fact.
Putin's comments were his first on the standoff in more than a month and suggest a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine may not be imminent and that at least one more round of diplomacy is likely. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte in Kiev Wednesday to discuss ongoing tensions with Russia. Rutte said he and Zelensky agree the only route to a solution is through de-escalation, diplomacy, and dialogue.
I very much hope if it doesn't, then the Netherlands is clear. For the Netherlands, it is clear that further aggression against Ukraine will have serious consequences. Work is already underway in Europe and in partnership with the U.S. to prepare a robust package of sanctions.
Rutte visited Zelensky for long-planned talks about economic links and the 2014 downing of a Malaysia Airlines passenger jet in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine is preparing to approve Bridget Brink as the new U.S. ambassador to Ukraine after receiving a request from Washington, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said, according to Interfax Ukraine Wednesday. Brink would be the first permanent U.S. ambassador to Kiev since 2019. This is VOA News. Turkish warplanes struck suspected Kurdish insurgent positions in Iraq and Syria early Wednesday in a new aerial offensive that Ankara said aimed to protect Turkey's borders from, quote, terrorist threats, end quote. The airstrikes killed at least four people, a Britain-based war monitoring group reported, and drew condemnation from U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters, who said the attack came days after the Kurdish-led forces in Syria battled Islamic State group militants. A Turkish Defense Ministry statement said the warplanes and drones hit 80 targets, including shelters, caves, ammunition depots, and training camps in northern Iraq and northern Syria. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz began a surprise visit to Bahrain Wednesday, his spokesperson said. Israeli media reported he would sign a memorandum of understanding with the Gulf nation, which normalized relations with Israel in 2020. At least 60 people were killed in a militia attack early Wednesday at a displaced persons camp in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, according to the head of a local humanitarian group and a camp resident. Both sources told Reuters that the Kodeko militia was responsible for the killings. France's government will decide in the coming days whether to maintain its long-running military involvement in Mali, the foreign minister said Wednesday, and growing tensions in the West African country. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian pledged to keep France's anti-terrorism operations in the broader Sahel region, but didn't rule out pulling out all of France's troops from junta-led Mali. Pfizer is asking the FDA to allow emergency use authorization for a two-dose COVID-19 vaccine for children under five. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
At the urging of U.S. regulators, Pfizer is requesting authorization for a vaccine against the coronavirus for youngsters from ages 6 months to 5 years old. The move could open the way for 19 million young children, the only group not yet eligible for vaccines, to get their first shots as soon as early March. The FDA says it will convene a panel of independent researchers and doctors to help review the data. The CDC would also have to sign off. Many parents have been pushing for the expansion. Early Pfizer data has shown that the vaccine, with just one-tenth of the dose given to adults, is safe and does produce an immune response, but research found it was less effective for ages 2 to 5. So Pfizer added a third dose to the testing in hopes of improving protection. An insider says the Food and Drug Administration's been pushing Pfizer to file its application for the two-dose regimen to enable shots to start sooner and then come back once it has the full data regarding a third dose. I'm Jennifer King.
Athletes and team officials are testing positive for COVID-19 at much higher rates than other people arriving in China for the Beijing Olympics. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.